Chapter 13. My brother Kaur reports that they have made the bridge with no casualties and minimal contact with the enemy. The pilots have been slain, they say. I order them to scour the area around the bridge, kill all they find, then fall back to the boarding torpedo. Minimal contact. The same cannot be said for here. We have come out into some kind of refectory, an eating area that is decadently appointed. It is a large place, as much museum or demonstration area as refectory. It curves around with the ship, and I cannot see the far end. Sculptures and displays shatter under bolter fire. The enemy's returning volleys, the high-energy particles they fire, score the walls around us. There are many of them. 50 or so of their fire warriors to begin with, although many are dead. Positioned around the refectory, in its galleries and behind its barbarous alien artworks, they have the advantage of numbers, cover, and height. But we are the Space Marines of the Emperor, the Raven Guard. We are the mightiest warriors of the galaxy, and they are dying. Three of my brothers have worked their way up to the gallery where they have caught sight of the diplomat. He is pinned in place with his treacherous human guardians. In a short time, we shall have him, and we will depart this ship. Pulse fire whistles through the air all around us. Six of us hold the entrance to the refectory. The other three work their way forwards, awaiting bursts of covering fire from us as they run from cover to cover. Brother Hook, of Squad Silent Talon, carries a flamer. With him go his battle brothers, Collot and Crook. A grenade arcs in from above, tossed by one of my brethren there. A small group of fire warriors are slain, slumping down when shrapnel pierces them. Under the cover of the explosion, Hook and his companions dash forward again. In the gallery, my brothers slay three of the enemy, take position in one of the protrusions that decorate the gallery's length, and open fire from above. The fire warriors below are driven to hide. Those that seek to dislodge my warriors from their new vantage are slain, for there is only a long corridor by which each of the small eating areas are accessed, and they are quickly cut down as they approach. This time, Hook, Collot, and Crook do not seek cover. A whoomp of igniting promethium, and flame spreads all over the lower part of the refectory. Aliens scream shrilly. The volume of fire coming from their part of the hall falls off dramatically. Then so does our own, as our potential targets are laid low.
Fire. He remembers fire. Another fleeting intrusion. The fires of polluting refineries belching poisons at the night. The fires of the Sky Warrior's ships as they descend that fateful day. The fires of 100 burning worlds.
Earthcast machines at 98%. Secondary Nagi collective down to 29% living membership.
Fire.
Then ill news. Brother Sergeant Cornix, the diplomat has escaped into the ship.
I curse this ill luck.
Alone? I ask.
No, Brother Sergeant. Two of the human traitors and the avian Xenos went with him.
I check my signifier. The steady pulse of the beacon implant beats true yet. It appears that we must rely on Gallius's gambit.
All is not lost, I say. My brother does not reply, but I sense the confusion in his hesitation.
We are the masters of secrets, I say. We keep what we need to keep close by our breast for no other to know.
It is explanation enough for him. This is the way of our chapter.
Brother Sergeant!
Hook has time to cry out before he is cut down. His fire tipped the balance towards us, but the smoke and flames have allowed the foe's elites to approach unobserved. Now comes the true test. They come in through the choking broil of the fire, weapons spitting, five of them, their armor painted in the same blues and blacks as the fire warriors. One levels a plasma gun at Hook's remaining companions. A bolt of incandescent gas bursts through the chest of Crook. Fire leaps from his eye lenses as he is consumed. They are led by one larger. His armor is of different design entirely, and colored a bright crimson. He attacks with terrible ferocity, and Collot goes down to join his dead brothers. We honor their sacrifice for now and forevermore. The fire warriors, so close to breaking moments ago, rally around their leader and his bodyguard.
One of these armored knights falls to concentrated bolter fire from my group, but the others shrug it off, the bolts ricocheting from the suit's angled planes or exploding on the surface. The weapons they possess are far more effective against us than those carried by their infantry. "Withdraw!" I shout. "Fall back to the torpedo!"
"We have failed!"
The cry comes from Roak. He is angry, and his anger is laced with shame. "No, we are successful. There are ways to win other than slaughter." This is true, I think. But if I depart now, then attention will fall upon the diplomat. Needs dictate a diversion, a sacrifice. There is no need for more than one more of us to die here. A duty I accept unflinchingly. In this way do we serve the Emperor, and through him all mankind. Fall back! I will hold them here! My brothers obey instantly. They cover each other as they retreat from the room. The Xenos' armor makes them strong, but they are cautious in the face of such as we. This is my oath, to serve the Emperor. We strike from the shadows where we can, and reap the glorious harvest of confusion and panic our actions engender. Not today. Not every war can be prosecuted in secret. Not every battle won from the darkness. I stand firm, in full view, my bolter raised and shouting out mankind's superiority over the Xenos that would usurp our position as masters of the stars. Now, revealed to my foe in full, I sing the quiet songs of my chapter. The Xenos do not approach. They cannot draw adequate fire angles on me. I hold them. I am gratified to witness the departure of my command. They communicate that they are aboard the torpedo and tell me to join them. I would if I could. I judge the diversion sufficient and that our final plan to be a success. But I cannot fall back. I am surrounded. They are trying to come at me from behind while they pin me down to the front. From the gallery, increasing numbers of weapons are being brought to bear on me. I cast a grenade at the lesser warriors advancing from my rear. My bolter is almost spent. I throw it down, pull free my axe and bolt pistol, and charge at the battle-suited elite in the gallery space, hewing at them. Their armored suits offer much protection, but against the energized edge of my axe it avails them of little. Before they take me, two die by my hand, and I am satisfied.